Session number 20500, Reel 3.
Harold Farmer, Reel 3.
Well,
you're just saying about being apprehensive.
Oh, yes, you sort of think you can't keep on getting away with it, you know.
Did you do Anzio Landings also in the same LST?
Yeah.
So you did Anzio, Taranto, D-Day?
Yeah.
Any other landings?
Taranto, Anzio. Taranto first, and the other. And D-Day, yeah. Well, yes, but after the Normandy landings, we were sent out to the Far East. And, we were going to land in Malaya, that's, but fortunately, before we actually did the landings, the Japanese had packed it in, and so, although we landed troops in Malaya, there was no question of action or anything like that.
Of the three landings in Europe that you did, D-Day, Taranto and Anzio, which was the worst?
Well, for us, Anzio was, I thought Anzio was not, they were all sort of, well, as I say, you were apprehensive, but I don't know, Anzio I think was probably the worst one, although at Salerno, that was, again, I suppose we were shot at more from when we landed at Salerno than what we were at Anzio, but fortunately nothing hit us.
And so you're also at Salerno?
Yeah, we did Salerno before Anzio. But as I say, we were fortunate, and we weren't hit at all.
What was the difference? As far as you were concerned, what was the difference between Salerno and Anzio?
Well, I always think Salerno was probably, because you sort of went in, you expected, which didn't happen fortunately, but you expected, the army had obviously put them out of action, I suppose, before, but you sort of went in with, you had cliffs on both sides a bit, and you sort of were in could be in a crossfire, you know, if it had. But I think the army had probably got there and put them out of action. So the only thing we got at Anzio was, I think, we got these, as I say, these bombers came over. And as we went in, they dropped this one particular one over us, dropped us, and it was one side and one the other side. As we turned, if we'd been still in a straight line, both would have hit us, and that's it.
So which was the easiest landing?
I don't know. I suppose. I think it was that Salerno was a bit more grim, I think, because the soldiers, the first wave of soldiers had been in, and the one or two Germans were still in their dugouts, you know, where they'd been killed. In the little sort of, they weren't dugouts exactly, they were sort of more or less holes in the ground, where they'd had their gun emplacements.
But of the four landings that you did, Anzio, Salerno, Taranto and D-Day, which was the easiest one?
For us particularly, I suppose D-Day was. And that was probably because we weren't anywhere like in the initial landing. And I suppose that's really why.
Did you like being in LSTs?
Well, it was all right. I didn't. I mean, because it was wartime, I suppose. I suppose the comradeship and that was best on the Duncan. It was all right on the Cornwall, but it's so much bigger. And it's like, as I said earlier on, it's a bit like being in barracks, really. And you've got all the divisions are very much separated. But on a destroyer, they can't do it. They've got to push you much closer together, and it's the ship's company itself is more like a family.
Why wasn't it even more like a family in the LST if there were only 50?
Well, I think with that is because the type of ship it was, you didn't spend so much time at sea. You know, you were either landing or picking stuff up. And I suppose that's why you didn't sort of get quite the same feeling. Most of the time you were loaded up with soldiers and things like that, you know.
Did you go to any other boats after LST 164?
I went to another one. I can't remember the name of it. It was a number of it. It was a British-built one, but I wasn't on it very long.
Another LST.
They didn't call those LSTs, but they were the same. But they were British-made, and they had boilers instead of diesel engines. They were steam-driven, and I wasn't on it very long. And I can't remember. It was 1058 or some number like that. But it wasn't like the 164 at all. And I was on that until I got sent home for demob. And that was out in the Far East. But it wasn't, as I say, it wasn't like the 164.
How do you feel now about having served in the Navy in the war?
Well, I'm quite proud that I was in it, and I volunteered, which is another thing. I mean, I didn't wait to be called up. I volunteered, which I considered at that time in my life my duty, as I was of that age. And I mean, I'm quite proud that I did, and quite proud I served in the Navy.